Good morning, everyone.
大家早安。
May the grace of God and peace of God to all of you.
愿神的恩惠平安与你们同在。
Friday night, we have a very exciting time. We meet here.
星期五晚上我们有个很兴奋的聚会。
Because we had two missionaries came from Arizona.
我们有从亚利桑那来的两位传道人。
And they will be here, they were here many years ago to watch our kids.
许多年前他在我们中间，他们曾经照看我们的孩子。
And now they are the full-time missionary in Navajo, Arizona.
现在他们是在 Arizona Navajo 做全职的传道人。
Especially they are focused on Navajo little kids.
他们特别他们是服侍小孩子。
And he, they told us a very interesting custom from Navajo tribe.
他说到在那里那个 Navajo 那个民族他们的他们有许多有趣的风俗。
In the church, when they come, they greet everybody from the oldest to the youngest.
当他们来到教会的时候，他们互相问安，从年长的最年长的一直到年幼的。
And no one was left out.
没有一个人是例外的。
I think this is a custom we need to have.
我想也许我们也要这样来做。
And they say when they shake hands, they don't squeeze the people.
他们进来他们不是就是拼命的握那个手。
They only use that kind of handshake, two sides, they just kind of shaking like that.
他们握手的时候不是紧紧的握手，他们就这样碰在一起。
They don't squeeze the people like that.
他们不是像我们一样用力的握。
I think we need to have the greeting to your neighbors. Maybe the people sitting next to you or behind you or in front of you.
也许我们应该向前后左右的人来问安。
Okay, will you do that right now? Okay, we have enough greeting. We have a dinner time. We can have a good time of fellowshipping.
我们等会爱宴的时候，我们还可以继续的在那里相交。
So if possible, you all can stay.
Yeah, 希望大家都留下来。
Okay, let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you. We come before you. We come to worship you and adore you.
主，我们感谢你，我们到你面前来敬拜你。
Lord, we pray that you will give us the quickened spirit and a clear mind so that we can hear you and we can see you are among us.
主，求你来苏醒我们的灵，主啊，叫我们的心敏锐，能够看见你在我们的当中。
And through this Luke chapter 15 parable, let us see we are the one we need to go home.
接着路加十五章，你来让我们看见我们就是要回家的那一位。
Or probably we are already home.Just like that older brother.
或者我们像大儿子一样已经在家里。
And we can join this celebration.
但是我们可以来参加这个喜宴。
And be glad and be rejoicing.
让我们一同欢喜快乐。
May your word speak to each one of us.
愿你的话临到我们每一个人。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.I think all of us probably have read this story many times.
我想我们每一个人也许读很多次读过这个故事。
And probably you know from the beginning to the end.
可能从头到尾每个细节你都知道。
And you say I'm not that younger son, and I'm not not just like that older son.
你说我也不像小儿子，我也不像大儿子。
So this parable probably does not apply to me.
所以这个比喻可能跟我没什么关系。
But when I read again this week,
但是我们这个星期来到这里。
I feel like this prodigal son still can sing in our heart.
我感觉在我们的心里仍然能看见这个小儿子。
And still we can see right now our environment, our circumstances, just like this.
在我们周围的环境里我们也可以看见。
And I want you to open the Bible so you won't totally rely on my slides.
请大家打开圣经。
And let's go back to Luke chapter 15.
打开路加福音十五章。
Let's read from verse 11 all the way to 16 first.
我们先读十一节到十六节。
Let's read together in any kind of language you like to.
我们大家一起读，不管用什么语言都可以。
Jesus continued, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. No longer, the youngest one gathered all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in a wild living. After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to the citizen of the country, who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the parts that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything." I feel like right now, a lot of situations we have just like that.
我感觉我们有许多时候很多状况都正是这样。
We've seen the prodigal son in us.
我们看见一个浪子在我们的里面。
Or maybe in our environment.
或者在我们周围的环境当中。
In today's society.
在今天的社会里面
Why?
为什么会这样
Let's compare side by side about this.
让我们一一的来看
left side, is that right? Your left side is a prodigal son.
左边我们列了一些关于这个浪子
His condition.
他的状况
And on the other side we'll see our conditions.
在右边是列出来我们的状况
Right now, probably you will see a lot of people will say, "Give me my share."
今天也许会听见这样的声音，很多人都在那里发声说，把我应得的给我。
If you are an investor or you have an investment in your stock,
如果你是个投资者，如果你在股票当中投资
，toward the end of period, you want to call your broker, say, "Give me my share."
过不多久，你就会。打电话给那个你的经纪人说，把我应得的来给我。
Or maybe you have a partnership with your business.
也许你生意上有合伙人。
And to the end of the business the cycle year, and you will say, "Give me my share."
当一个周期过了，你就会打电话去说，把我当得的给我。
If I don't have my share, I'm not going to continue.
如果我没得到我该得的，那我就不会继续了。
Oh, this is very common.
所以这是很常见的。
Just like today.We want a quick fortune.
对，今天在我们的社会就有这个，我们想快速发财。
And even probably the people that say this too much for investment. I can go to casino.
有的人觉得也许投资还太慢了，可能他们要到赌场去。
It's a quick fortune there.
所以他们要快快发财。
Probably overnight, I can earn enough to retire.
也许希望一夜之间我赚到的钱可以让我退休。
During the Christmas time.
圣诞节的时候
Because we have a gospel meeting.
因为我们有一个福音聚会
So we thought about one friend and he's working real hard all year round.
所以我们那时候想起一个朋友他整年都是很辛苦工作的
And he has his own business.
他自己有一个生意
So we said, well, this is a good time. We can invite him and his family come to our church to hear the gospel.
我想就圣诞节是一个很好的机会请他们全家来教会听福音
When we call him, do you know where he at?
当我们打电话给他的时候你知道他在哪里吗
Oh, I'm at casino here
他说他在赌场
And I said, my wife called and she said, well, you're in casino, that's fine but tonight you have time, we only have a couple hours and you can come to our church
我太太就跟他说他说哦，你现在在赌场但是今天晚上你有没有一两个小时可以来教会呢
And we have dinner here too
我们这里也有晚餐
So you don't have to worry about dinner Just come over here If you from casino That's fine Just come directly from casino
如果你现在赌场没关系也不用担心晚饭你就直接过来吧
Do you know what he said?
你知道他怎么说吗
Thank you for your invitation
他说谢谢你邀请我
And I have a very good credit in casino.
他说我在这个赌场信用非常好。
So during this period of time, I can live and eat here free.
所以这段时间我在赌场吃住都是免费的。
And 24 hours I can play in casino.
所以我一天可以24小时都在赌场里玩。
And not only me, my whole family is free. That we can live in the five-star hotel rooms.
不光是我，我的全家，我们都可以住在赌场里面五星级的设备。
And I can eat free and with my whole family eat free.
我们全家吃的都不要钱。
Because I have a good credit.
因为我在赌场信用非常好。
After the phone call, we say, "Well, Jean Han on the phone, and we're talking about what kind of credit."
所以我们把电话挂了之后，就在想说这个是什么好的信用。
I really like to have that kind of credit. I can go everywhere to eat and live free.
好像这个信用很有好处，到哪里都可以免费吃住。
This is nowadays our situation, a great fortune.
这就是我们今天的情形。我们想。一夜之间来发财。
It's no different from the time Jesus talked about this kind of give my share.
就像耶稣讲浪子比喻的时候，讲到这个浪子，他希望得到他应得的。
How about another case?
我们再看一件。
Yes, the father divided the property between the older son and the younger son.
你父亲给了他产业当得的份。
And the younger son is not happy.
这个小儿子还是不够满足。
So he is going to pack up and set off for a distant country.
他就要打点起来，他要准备到这个远方去。
And well, it's fine. If you want to let your son go out to take a look, that's fine.
也许你觉得哦，一个小儿子他要去看看外面世界，也许是好的。
Look at the world and look at the outside, and how difficult the people are making a living.
也许到外面去看看别人的生活是多么不容易。
But nowadays our situation just like this.
但是那今天我们的情形是怎么样呢
？We like to live a self-reliance life.
我们想过一个完全靠自己的生活。
We don't want anybody to bother us.
我们不希望有任何人来干扰我们。
Especially parents.
特别是不希望父母来干扰我们。
I like parties.
我们希望有宴会。
But most of the time my parents say no.
但是父母总是说不。
So I want to move far away.
所以我想搬得远远的。
So they will not bother my life anymore.
所以他们就不能来干预我。
This is a society you look around just like this.
就是我们今天的社会就是这样。
We used to have an American lady come here to worship with us.
以前有一位美国姊妹在我们当中。
I always sit right next to her if I have a chance to translate for her.
有机会我经常坐在她旁边来为她翻译。
One time I was very curious. I asked her, "Do you have a family here in Kansas City?"
有一次我有点好奇，我就说你在Kansas City。有没有家?
She said, "Oh yes, my son and his family is all here in Kansas City."
她说, "Oh, 我的儿子还有我的家是在这里。
But sadly, I won't see him probably only twice a year."
但是很不幸就是我好像一年只能见他可能差不多两次。
They are so busy.
他们都太忙了。
And they like to live their independent life.
他们想过一个独立的生活。
But when I come here, I see so many the faces, and they all respect the elders.
这里我看到许多新的面孔，他们都很尊重年长的。
So I like to come here to worship with all of you.
所以我喜欢到这里来与你们一同敬拜。
That was the first time I feel like, wow, there's a distance.
那是第一次我感觉到，哦，原来那里是确实有一个距离在那里。
Not only the Sometimes not physical distance, sometimes it's in your heart.
有时候这个距离的遥远不是说地理上的遥远，是心里的远。
Of course, you don't see this American lady among us anymore.
后来我们没有看见这位美国人。
Because he retired and moved to San Diego, and right now she is with the Lord.
他已经退休搬到圣地亚哥，现在已经被主接去了。
Okay, let's see another condition.
我们再看一个状况。
Squander in wild living.
所以就在那里任意放荡。
What's a wild living?
什么叫做放荡?
Probably we all know that.
也许我们都知道。
You live with a very irregular life.
你的生活非常没有规律。
And during the daytime, probably you sleep.
也许白天你在睡觉。
During the nighttime, you're awake.
晚上你是醒着的。
And the people go to work, but you stay home.
别人上班，你在家里。
The people go to rest, and you try to work.
别人休息了，你好像在做事。
Or maybe some other things worse than that.
也许有些时候比这个还要糟糕。
So this word is squander. That means that you waste your resources.
这里有放荡，就是在那里浪费资财。
You waste the time, you waste the money, and waste the wealth in this case.
浪费金钱也浪费时间。
So you just like today, you spend everything.
就像我们今天的社会，我们恨不得把一切都花完。
I know, right here, American economy is depends on consumption.
我们知道美国的经济是建立在消费的基础的。
So everybody need to spend, spending, spending, spending.
所以你必须消费，消费，再消费。
If Christmas time, nobody buying the gift, all the business in trouble.
如果在圣诞节，如果你不买礼物的话，如果没有人买礼物，那些商家就会有大问题了。
If everybody buying all the products,
如果每个人都在买。
And the product we cannot produce here in the North America.
每个人都在买很多东西，那美国都不够生产。
No problem, we can import from China, India, anywhere, cheaper labor place, and we can import all the products you want.
那没有问题，我们可以从中国、印度那许多劳力便宜的地方来进口。
Please spend all the money you have.
但是请把你一切所有的都要消费掉。
Do you know the saving rate in America?储蓄的比例
啊，你知道储蓄的比例在美国是多大吗
？About 1 to 2%，
只有1%-2%。
Some more now?
Zero.
Zero. Our American brother say zero.
啊，有的这位美国弟兄说是零。
In my class, I talked to my students. I told them, do you know in Japan it's about in between 20 to 30%?
我对一个学生说，你知不知道在日本储蓄率是20%-30%？
Do you know what's the response?
那个学生，你知道学生的反应
是什么？ The whole class said, "Wow!"
这个整个班级他们都吃惊的不得了。
How can they save that much?
他们怎么可能那样存钱呢？
And here we save like American brothers said 0%.
啊，这里我们美国弟兄说，可能有的人存是零。
That's our condition. Spend everything.
这就是我们的情形，就是我们要把一切花完。
And sadly, sometimes we spend our squander in wild living.
而且很多时候我们这个消费是在放荡，在浪费当中。
What's another condition?
还有一个状况。
Yes, there is a severe famine.
那里有一个大的饥荒。
It's nothing to eat.
没有吃的东西。
So what happened to this younger son?
所以这个小儿子遇到什么事情呢？
Well, he went and hired himself out.
所以他就投靠一个人。
Well, hire himself out is nothing wrong.
也许去做一个雇工一点错都没有。
You go find a job.Go find an employment. That's nothing wrong.
找一份工作那并没有什么错。
The problem behind this is this hired has another meaning that he sold himself out.
这里就是说到，但是他把自己是卖给了这个雇他的。
Because he went to that country, they have a different custom.
因为在那个国家，他们的风俗不一样。
They raising the pig.
在那个远方，他们那里是养猪的。
And this is in the eyes of the Jews is unclean industry.
这对于犹太人来说养猪是不洁净的。
But during the famine time, who care about that?
但是如果遭了饥荒，谁还管那么多呢？
Many times we have that kind of situation.
很多时候我们就是像那样。
I have a friend and he lost a job.
我有个朋友他失业了。
And sometimes probably his family in need, so he just do something he shouldn't do.
有时候家里可能有点需要，所以他就去做一些不该做的事。
Hey, he said, money talks. If I don't have money, how can I live?
他就说啊，有钱能使鬼推磨。
I really don't know what to advise this American friend. And he just sold himself out to any kind of industry he can, any job he can find.
他就把自己卖出去了，就是不管做什么都可以。
And well, there is a condition, something like this.
所以这是我们的情形。
This prodigal son longed to fill stomach, filled with the pot, fill the pot.
圣经上讲到这个小儿子想吃猪吃的豆荚。
What kind of pot?
啊，是什么样的豆荚？
Of course, today we know iPod.
也许年轻人都知道这个。iPod,
or probably iPod, I don't know.
可能他们的玩具。
What do you have in your iPod?
你在那个 iPod 里面有什么？
Maybe it's a good music.
啊，你去听音乐。
And maybe it's a good messages.
啊，也许听信息。
And that will help you, yes.
那可以帮助你。
But most of the time, I don't know that.
但是很多时候不是那样。
Well,this younger son like the pot which is the pig is eating.
这里说的这个 pot 是指猪吃的豆荚。
He was so hungry. He want to eat anything, everything.
他实在太饿了，他什么都要吃。
No matter probably pig's food, that's fine.
如果是猪食也没关系。
How come he will fall into that kind of a sad condition?
怎么会就落到这样的光景？
He filled with it unclean.
他沾满了污秽。
Because he was so hungry.
因为他太饿了。
And today our probably our physically we don't feel hungry at all.
今天我们也许身体我们肚子没有谁真的会饿。
But in our spirit we are empty.
但是在灵里面许多人是空的。
In our mind we are empty.
我们的心思里面我们是空的。
You want to fill with a lot of things.
也许充满了很多东西。
And that will belong to the unclean category.
但是是污秽的东西。
I don't want to give you an example, but you know.
好，也许我不用举出很多例子，但其实应该你们都知道。
Okay, from these two sides, looks like the parable is not too far from our conditions.
从这个对比，也许你能看见说这个小儿子离我们今天并不是很遥远。
If I don't point out that, probably you say this parable is not for me.
也许希望你听了之后不要再说这个比喻跟我没有关系。
Yes, everybody in this kind of condition.
是每一个人在这种情形都多少有份。
And this kind of environment.
在这样的环境当中。
Is there any hope?
我们有没有希望呢？
Let me tell you, yes, there is a hope.
是的，是有一个指望。
The next four slides, I will show you there is a hope.
我下面就是要分享这个指望，这个盼望。
Okay, let's go back to the verse before we go on.
让我们回到圣经。
Okay, let's go to verse 17.
17节。
Let's read all the way to 20.
从17我们一直读到20。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
When he came to his senses, he said, How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set up and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. Okay, let's stop here in verse 20.
先停在二十节。
Okay. So there is the truth of God's grace.
我说到神恩典的真实。
The first one from the verse we read, I can put that in this kind of category.
第一点我们所读到神的话语。
And this is an awakening grace.
这个恩典是一个叫我们苏醒的恩典。
Without awakening,This younger son will never change.
如果没有醒悟的话，这个浪子永远不会改变。
Can you do that?
你会这样做吗？
I think there is you need a grace from above.
你需要一个上面来的恩典。
Otherwise, we'll never be awake.
不然的话，我们永远不会醒悟。
This younger son has an awakening mind.
这小儿子有一个醒悟的心。
One day he comes to his senses.
有一天他突然就醒悟过来了。
This is belong to awakening mind.
这个是一个苏醒的心思。
Without that, the beginning point, we still in that kind of a squandering in the wild living.
不然的话，我们就还是在一个放荡、浪费资财的。
Probably we still in a severe famine condition.
不然我们还是在那个饥荒里面。
Probably we still have we are long to fill our stomach.
我们还是想再吃猪食。
And this is the very first. First step, awakening mind.
这是第一步，我们要醒悟过来。
Come to one senses.
醒悟。
About what?
醒悟了什么呢？
I want to go home.
我要回家。
This is a very good to start. I want to go home.
这是一个非常美好的开始。我要回家。
He's thought about his father has a lot of hired men and the food left over, and how come I'm starving to death?
他想起我父的家中有许多的雇工，粮食有余，为什么我还在这里挨饿呢？
I need to go home.
我应该回家了。
This is the awakening grace.
这是一个叫人苏醒的恩典。
Without that, we'll never want to go home.
没有这个恩典，我们不会想起来要回家。
I have the relatives.
我有一个亲戚。
And probably he just like this prodigal son.
他就有一点像这个浪子这样。
And he's away from home, and he want to spend a lot of time with his friends, and especially he want to be someone he want to pay the bill for his friends in each party or each the time they have gathering time they eat, he want to pay the bill.
我这个亲戚他就是他。不喜欢在家里，他离开家就喜欢和朋友在一起，而且他们经常开 party， 那他总是喜欢付账的那个。
He thought if he pay the bill, he will be the big brother.
他觉得说如果他来付账，他感觉非常好，他在众朋友当中。
Everybody will look up him.
他觉得他高过他的众朋友。
He spent all he has.
他把他所有的都花完了。
And then he knows his dad is, has some wealth.
他知道说他爸爸有一些财富。
And his dad doesn't like his life, something like that.
他爸爸但是不喜欢他这样的生活。
So he started to do stealing.
所以他就开始偷窃家中的钱。
And he came home to bring the antique and go out to the pawn shop and get some money so he can again he want to be a big brother.
所以他就回家去把一些古董偷出来卖掉，然后他可以继续那样花钱。
Or sometimes just go to a parent's purse and get up some money.
有时候就从父母的钱包里直接就拿了。
And of course each time the parents getting more alert so they know how to hire their money, but gradually he knows another way to do use a credit.
后来他父母就越来越警觉，他们就把钱藏起来不让他找到，但是他又找到一个新的办法，就是来用那个信用。
He went to a restaurant and said, well, okay, this again this, I'm going to pay the bill, but please send the bill to this address and this person, which is his dad.
所以下一次他们吃饭的时候，他说好，还是我来付钱，不过这次我不付现金，就是你们把账单寄到那个地址去，他给的不是他自己的地址。
This kind of person, his good time will last too long.
当然，他的好时光不会太久。
He left home about 2 or 3 years.
他离家大概是两三年。
And when he came home one time from the military services,
他有一次他回家，
从军以后，
他服兵役回来之后
，He tried to find his house.
他去找他的房子
，And the name of the door changed.
房子上面那个户主名字已经不是他了。
Why?
为什么
？Because his dad passed away when he was away.
因为他离开的时候他父亲去世了。
And his mom moved to some other place, but no way they can reach this son.
他母亲也搬走了，就没有办法来联络到这个儿子。
When he knocked the door, somebody else came out.
当他敲门的时候是不认识的人开的门。
It's a big door.
是一个非常大的门。
And he saw somebody else, and he started to stop.
他看见是其他的人，所以他开始哭泣。
That was his awakening grace.
那是他回转的开始。
Later on, he came back to the Lord.
后来他就回转到主面前。
And this happened to my relative.
这是我一个亲戚身上发生的事情。
And we all know that kind of a story, and we are very saddened, and now we are very glad he's back to the Lord.
我们也许也都经历过类似的事情，我们为那个回转的，我们心中欢喜。
So we need to have this kind of repenting heart.
所以我们要有一个愿意悔改的心。
And just like this son said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you.
就像这个浪子，他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And when he has that kind of sense.
当他有那样的感觉的时候
，and he has also had another kind of spirit.
他有一个不同的灵。
And what kind of spirit he has?
他有一个怎样的灵呢
？Humiliating spirit now.
他就起来。
Humiliating spirit. Humiliating.
他一个谦卑的灵。
And now he say, "I'm no longer worthy."
他说我不配。
Just like, just opposite in the very beginning.
和他原先正好是相反。
He thought I'm worthy, so give me my part, give me my my portion, give me my share.
以前他就是我该得这个，该得那个，把该得的给我。
Now he said I'm no longer worthy.
但是今天他说我不配。
When we have this awakening grace,
当我们有这个让我们醒悟的恩典
，you will have this kind of sense.
如果你有这样的感觉。
I have sinned against heaven and against you, which is Father.
我得罪了天，也得罪了你，就是这位父亲。
I'm no longer worthy.
我不再配。
Very good. This son has this awakening grace.
感谢主，这个浪子他就得到了一个悔悟的恩典。
And very important is the last one.
最后一点是很重要的。
In action.
他有行动。
You can thought and dream the whole day.Awaken the whole day. If no action, no results.
对，你可以整天在那里想啊想啊，但是如果你没有行动，就没有结果。
Look at this son. So he got up and went to his father.
我们看这个儿子，他就起来回到父亲那里。
We require that.
我们知道一定要这样。
When we understand, when we come to our sense, we need to go to our father.
当我们有这个感觉的时候，我们要回到父那里。
So that's why.When we go to the gospel meeting, why so many people walk to the front?
当我们到一个福音的聚会的时候，你看见有许多人到台前来。
Why the people are baptized?
为什么人要受洗呢？
They need to have an action.
他们要有行动。
Otherwise, you can say, "Oh, okay, God knows my heart. That's enough."
不然你也许就说，哦，神知道我的心啊，那就那么回事。
We still need to have action.
我们应该有行动。
Got up and went to your father.
起来回到父那里去
Heavenly, our Heavenly Father.
回到我们天父那里去
He's waiting for you.
他在那里等候你
Okay, let's continue to go back to this parable.
我们回到这个比喻
Let's read from Luke 15 from verse 13 all the way we read to let's see to 20 excuse me, we already passed that. OkayThis from the second half of 20, and we'll read all the way to 21.
我们就读二十节后一半到二十一节。
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to his Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your father, your son. Okay, let's stop here. So I put a second grace in this category, in under this name.
哦，再来讲关于恩典的第二点。
This is a loving grace.
这个恩典是爱。
When the sun still far away.
当这个浪子相离还远的时候。
And still a long way off.
还很远的时候。
The father already saw him.
父亲已经看见他。
Probably he did not see father.
也许儿子还没有看见父亲。
Just like Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13.
就像以弗所书二章十三节所说的。
It says, you once were far away, have been brought near through the blood of Christ.
你们从前远离神的人，但是现在因耶稣基督的血已经得以亲近。
Yes, when we are far away, we are a sinner. We are far away from our heavenly father, but he already seen us.
当我们还远离的时候，我们是罪人，我们与天父是隔绝的。
You thought you can hide somewhere?
我们觉得我们可以躲在什么地方？
You can work in the dark?
也许我们可以在黑暗当中走。
Unfortunately, he sees everything.
但是实在来说，神他一切都察验。
He saw us.
他看见我们。
No matter we did something behind the people.
也许我们在人背后所做了一些什么事
，or we did something we shouldn't do that。
也许我们做了不该做的
，maybe a police cannot see it。
也许警察看不见
，parents didn't know。
父母不知道
，but he see us。
但是神看见
，there is no way to hide from him。
没有哪里可以躲避神的眼目。
This loving grace is showing because.God is love.
这是一个爱的恩典，因为神就是爱。
He filled with compassion when he saw this younger son.
他满了慈心。
This younger son is coming home.
这个小儿子回到家中来。
I cannot compare to this heavenly father.
我没法与这个天父相比。
If I have this kind of son come home, I'll be very angry.
如果我有个儿子像这样，我会非常愤怒。
But we see our Heavenly Father, He filled with compassion for him.
但我们的天父他是满了慈心。
And do you know what's the action?
你知道他的行动是怎样的吗？
The son knelt down before the father?
这儿子跪下来了吗？
Or son ran to the father?
这个儿子他跑向父亲吗？
Just opposite.
不是的。
Father ran to son.
是这个父亲跑向这个儿子。
He takes the initiative.
是父亲主动。
Oh, that's our Heavenly Father's heart.
这是我们天父的心。
This is the loving grace.
这是一个爱的恩典。
He came and he threw his arm around him.
他就把他抱在怀里。
And kissed him.
连连的与他亲嘴。
He didn't ask you, where have you been?
他没有问说你到哪去了。
And where's the wealth I have given you?
那些家产到哪里去了
？And why you so dirty？
为什么你这么脏
？You smell like pig。
你的味道像猪一样。
He didn't say that. He embraced him and kissed him.
父没有说这些，他就是抱着他来与他亲嘴。
Just many times our Heavenly Father is doing that to us.
我们的天父就是这样待我们。
We are willing to come back to him.
我们是不是愿意回到他那里去呢
？He didn't ask you.How many things you had done wrong? Tell me.
他没有像我们说你做了多少错事，一一的来说出来。
Yes, probably later on when your heart changes, you'll start to do the confession.
是的，也许当你悔罪的时候，你会在那里承认自己的罪。
But we see God's loving grace is surpassing this.
但是神爱的恩典超越这一切。
He's welcomed this son to come home.
他欢迎这个回家的孩子。
Let's move on.
那我们继续。
Let's see from what father did to this son.
那我们接着来看父怎样的对待这个儿子。
Let's see Luke 15. Let's read from verse 22 to 24.
22到24节。
But the father said to his servant, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him."Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's give a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. So in this group, I'd like to put this is under a forgiven grace.
这里我说到这个恩典是一个饶恕的恩典。
We are willing to repent.
当我们愿意悔改的时候,
He showed His grace.
神就向我们显露他的恩典。
What kind of grace? This is a slow grace or is a hardship? As a very harsh grace?
我觉得这个恩典是也许来得很慢呢, 或者也许很难接受呢, 会不会是这样?
No, it's quick.
不, 这恩典是极快的。
As long as we want to turn back to Him,
我们一愿意回转,
He will show His grace quick.
他的恩典立即就临到,
even quicker than that quick fortune.
比那个你想要一夜发财的那个快还要快。
So when we are willing to return to the Father,
当我们愿意回转到父那里,
His forgiven grace is quick.
这个饶恕的恩典立即就临到我们。
And He talked to His servant,
这父就对仆人说,
bring the best robe.
把上好的袍子拿来。
He didn't say go wash and then put on the robe.
还没有先去叫把这个小孩子先去洗。 洗净了再来穿。
Today our salvation just like a robe.
今天救恩临到我们好像一件袍子。
And we know Christ becomes our salvation, our redemption, our wisdom and our righteousness.
知道基督他成为我们的拯救，我们的圣洁，我们的公义。
Just like Isaiah mentioned, this is a robe of righteousness.
就像以赛亚书当中所说的，这是一件义袍。
He's going to put on His Son.
还要给他披上。
Not only the robe,
不光是袍子,
but also ring and sandal.
并且有这个戒指还有鞋。
What's a ring and sandal for?
这个戒指还有这个鞋是有什么意思?
It's been the authority. It's mean you are not the slave.
这里表明一个权柄说你不再是一个奴仆。
In the past, ring has a name on it.
在过去这戒指上有名字的。
It's as good as a signature.
就像我们签名的时候，就像用来签字的时候可以用。
And at that time, slaves, they don't have shoes.
在那个时候，做奴仆的他们是没有鞋穿的。
So right now, you can see His sonship restored.
这里看见说他恢复了他儿子的身份。
And this is a forgiven grace.
这是神饶恕的恩典。
To those of you, you are willing to come back to our Heavenly Father.
我们这些凡愿意回转到天父面前来的。
And not only this,
不光是这样,
there is the banquet is waiting for Him.
有一个上好的宴席在那里。
And Father said, bring the fattened calf and kill it.
父亲说宰了那个肥牛犊。
Will that remind you because our Christ sacrificed, He died on the cross?
这会不会使你想起我们的主在十字架上的牺牲?
And He took all the sins of the world and He hung on the cross.
他担当了全世界的罪，他死在十字架上。
And today He said, I knock on the door, if anyone open the door, I will come in to dine with them.
今天他说我在门外叩门，若有人听见我声音就开门了，我要进去与他一同坐席。
Today, the Christ has done this sacrifice.
今天耶稣他的牺牲已经完成了。
His salvation is here for you.
他的救恩就在这里。Let's
see, the Father said, let's have a feast and celebrate.
这里这个父亲说，让我们有这样一个宴席，在这里欢喜快乐。Because
this Son was dead and now is alive.
因为这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。And
He already translated the second half. That's fine. It's a loss, but right now it's fine.
这第二部分就是失而复得。
This is a very happy story if we end it here.
我们知道这故事的结局是个非常令人喜悦的。
But for those of us, probably we have been in the Lord for a long time.
但是也许我们信主时间久一点的。
You would say, this parable probably is not fit for me.
我们也许觉得，哦，这个。 比喻还是跟我没什么关系。
If it for that one, probably that one has
他也许就是我们指头就指着另外一个人了。
This story also for us too.
这个故事实在是为着我们。
And I want to put that in another category.
我要来指出这一点。
This is a special grace.
这是一个特别的恩典。
Because the older brother did not realize there is a special grace.
因为这个他的大儿子没有意识到有一个特别的恩典。
When he came back from the field,
当他从田里回来。
And he find out there is a celebration and what's going on.
他听见有宴乐的声音。
So he called one of the servants and said, what's going on?
他不知道发生什么，就问别人说，到底什么事发生了。
Let's read verse 28 through the last verse 32 in Luke chapter 15.
那我们一起读28节到最后32节。
The older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him. But he answered his father, Look, all these years I have been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered all your property with prostitutes, come home and you kill the fattened cow for him. My son, the father said, You are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad, because the brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So this is a very special grace. If older brother did not realize this, he will not go in and be merry, be glad with his younger brother.
这是一个非常特别的恩典。如果这个大儿子他没有真的得到他，他不能够进去和小儿子一同欢喜快乐。
Because this son of mine was dead and is alive.
因为这个儿子是曾经死又要复活的。
There is a resurrected life in this younger brother.
在这小儿子里面有一个复活的生命。
Probably this older son never left home.
也许这个大儿子他从来没有离开过家。
He never experienced that.
他从来没有经历过那个。
God's grace is bigger than what he thought.
神的恩典比他能够想象的更大。
His younger son, younger brother has a resurrected life in him.
这个小儿子他有一个复活的生命。
This is a rejoicing moment.
这是一个快乐的时候。
This is not a moment to throw your anger at.
这不是一个发脾气的时候。
This is a rejoicing moment.
是一个喜乐的时候。
Because he was lost and is found.
因为这个小儿子是失而又得的。
So we are so glad when we see somebody baptized in the church.
所以当有人在教会里面他们受浸的时候，我们心中真是欢喜快乐。
And we are so impressed by their first testimony.
当他们第一次做见证的时候，我们的印象都非常深。
Because this is a special grace.
因为这是一个特别的恩典。
And what we have is abiding and abundant grace.
是一个丰盛的恩典住在我们的里面。
Every day we have that.
每一天我们都可以经历。
You are always with me, and everything I have is yours.
你常与我同在，我一切所有的都是你的。
And this older son forgot.
这个大儿子就忘了这个。
And he angered at his brother.
他就向他的兄弟就动怒了。
Because he did not realize there is a special grace for those lost ones.
因为他没有想到为一切世上的有这个特别的恩典。
For those the dead ones.
为那些在死亡里面的。
God also prepared a special grace for them.
神也有这一个特别的恩典。
Because he is the Heavenly Father.
因为他是我们的天父。
He wants all to be saved.
他愿意万人得救。
He doesn't want anyone get lost.
他不愿意一人沉沦。
So you will say, okay, so what's the parable, what's the reality or the practical or a point here?
所以你就说，这个比喻呢，它的实际在哪里？
The reality of God's grace are?
这里说到神恩典的实际。
Today, the Lord is still working around or in you.
今天神仍然在我们里面，在我们周围工作。
He's knocking you.
他在我们里面。
He wants you to come home.
他爱你，他愿意你回家。
God's still working.
神仍然在做工。
Not in 1,000 years ago, this parable.
不光是在几千年前，在这个比喻当中。
Today, he's still working around you and in you.
今天神仍然在我们周遭，在我们里面做工。
The reality, second one I will tell you is, the second reality is God forgives and invites you to join Him.
在这里，神他饶恕我们，他也邀请我们。
Today He's still doing that.
今天神仍然这样做。
Not long ago.
不久前。
Today He's still working. He still forgives and invites you.
不只是在很久以前，直到今天，神仍旧做工。
And today, reality, the other reality is He will take the initiative.
今天神的恩典是他永远是他主动。
He's waiting for you.
他在等待我们。
He will show His compassion for you.
他要把他的恩慈显给我们看。
Before you run to Him, He will run to you.
我们还没有跑向他，他就跑向我们。
Because His pursues, He wants to pursue the loving relationship with you.
因为他要寻求我们与他有一个爱的关系。
Not because you and your brother's relationship, but you and Him.
不是说我们跟兄弟的关系，是说我们跟父的关系。
He wants to have the sonship restored.
他愿意我们恢复儿子的名分。
He wants you to call him Abba Father.
他愿意我们来到他面前来呼叫阿爸父。
He wants to call you son.
他愿意称我们为他的儿子。
So today he's still waiting for you.
今天神仍然在等待。
And he's not going to be angry at you.
神不会向我们动怒。
But he will rejoice when the lost one was restored.
当那失丧的回来的时候，他的心里满了喜悦。
That's our Heavenly Father's heart.
这是我们天父的心。
This is a reality.
这是他的实际。
This is not illusion.
这不是一个，这是一个想象出来的。
Probably you have seen a movie called A Beautiful Mind.
也许你看过有部电影叫 Beautiful Mind.
The prince and professor probably he lived in his illusion.
有那么一个教授，他是活在他的想象里面。
The student in front of him.
他面前的学生。
Probably he didn't see. What he saw is his previous roommate or whatever something not exist.
他看不见他眼前的学生，他看见的都是他想象出来一些他经历的东西。
He has a lot of illusion.
他有许多想象。
But today this is a reality.
但今天这个是实际。
The Lord is still knocking on your heart.
主在你心门外叩门。
And Lord still wants to show you He has a special grace.
神愿意把他特别的恩典显给你看。
So no matter we are older son or we are younger son.
所以不管我们是小儿子还是大儿子。
He wants to call us into this banqueting table.
他召我们来享受这个宴席。
To enjoy with him.
来与他一同享受。
Be glad.
让我们欢喜。
Be merry.
快乐。
Because he has abundant grace.
因为他的恩典是丰盛的。
And this reality, this grace is in reality. It's for you.
这个恩典是实在的。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you for you speak through these parables to us today.
主，我们感谢你，你借着这个比喻今天来向我们说话。
Our condition, our environment is not any better off from 1,000 years ago.
我们的情形，我们的环境，也许并不比千年之前更好。
It's still the same.
仍然是这样。
Or even worse.
也许还更糟。
And thank you for you have the grace prepared or reserved for us.
感谢你，你为我们所存留的恩典。
This grace is a loving grace.
你为我们存留着爱的恩典。
A forgiving grace.
饶恕的恩典。
Awakening grace.
苏醒我们的恩典。
And a special grace.
有特别的恩典。
May all of the people they heard they can come before you.
愿凡听见的都到你面前来。
And we can rejoice with you and you will rejoice with us.
我们可以与你一同快乐。
Lord, we want to accept this invitation.
主啊，我们愿意在这里发出邀请。
If your heart is willing to come back to our Heavenly Father, please pray with me.
如果你的心愿意回转到天父面前来，你来与我们一同祷告。
Lord, thank you for giving me this awakened grace.
主，我们感谢你给我们恩典，叫我的心苏醒。
Thank you for you are taking this initiative.
主，感谢你来寻找我们。
You forgive my sins.
你赦免我们的罪。
I want to come back to you.
我愿意回到你面前。
I want to enjoy all you have prepared for me.
我愿意来经历享受你为我预备的一切。
Sorry for my past.
我为我的过去悔恨。
Maybe I away from you.
我远离了你。
I was in the wild living.
你是在放荡当中。
My stomach filled with all kind of filthy pots.
充满了不洁净的东西。
Today I'm come back to my father's house.
但是今天我要回到父的家中。
And thank you for you have prepared all the grace and riches in the Jesus Christ.
感谢你为我们预备一切在耶稣基督里的恩典。
When I come back, I can enjoy all this banqueting. Banqueting all the riches you have prepared for us.
当我回转的时候，我愿意来享受好一切你预备的丰富。
You will sit with me, and we can sit with you.
来与我一同坐席。
To enjoy all these riches in Christ.
来享受基督里一切的丰盛。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢你，主耶稣。
Bring your name, Amen.
奉你的名祷告。